Welcome to Castle Country Focus. I'm Jordan Buscarini, joined in studio by Morgan Jacobson with the Division of Wildlife Resources. He's the Conservation Outreach Manager. And Morgan, it's always a pleasure to get you in here and talk about what is going on in wildlife here in the Castle Country. Thank you again for the time today.
Great to be with you, Jordan.
Let's start by rehashing something that we talked about a couple of weeks ago. First off, the Gals and Guns. This is a very neat free shooting clinic for women. Now, last time I had you in, you mentioned there were limited spots available. And I know there's even more limited spots available, but there still are a few available for those women who are interested.
That's right. So this particular event is limited to 30 people. We have people pre-register for this event, so we can kind of keep track of who's coming and provide meals and supplies for people. But we still have spots available. We still have about 7 or 8 spots available for our Gals and Guns clinic, and we really want to get it full so we can have as many people come out and enjoy a day of shooting as we can. So we're excited about it.
I think the most important thing to mention here is it is free, and you're going to get a lot of instruction to go along with some of the meals that you were talking about.
That's right. It's absolutely free, and it's open to anyone, regardless of how much experience or skill that they have with shooting in the past. This is really a chance, kind of an introductory course for people to get familiar with firearms. If you have experience shooting rifles, maybe you want to try handguns or shotguns. Yeah, this is a great venue for that. And in the morning, we're going to have kind of a classroom seminar with some hands-on tutorials. You'll be able to handle some unloaded firearms, get familiar with them, see how they work, try out different shooting positions, things like that. And then we'll provide lunch, and then we'll head up to North Springs Shooting Range, which is just south of Price, where you can put some of those that new knowledge to use and try out a bunch of different targets and things like that. So, the best part about this clinic is it's women only. Me and our recreation specialist Walt Maldonado will be there, but really this is kind of led by three of our great women DWR employees who are going to provide some one-on-one coaching and instruction for those who attend.
That one-on-one, and again, if you don't have any experience with guns at all, it's a great opportunity as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. This is how you learn how to shoot. It takes one-on-one coaching sometimes, some trial and error, things like that. But really, we try to make this an event where people can feel comfortable trying out something new and have fun. So, like we've said, Jordan, it's limited to 30 people, but we want to get some more people involved. So, if you're interested, people can call 435-613-3707 to register. So that's 435-613-3707.
Again, that's the Gals and Guns free shooting clinic for women. It's going down Saturday, May 20th, beginning at 9. It'll run until 5 p.m. With that being said, let's move on and talk about a day of service for Utah's wildlife. This is a pretty fun event. It's coming up in June, and you're going to go ahead and give us the details on this.
Yes. So here in southeastern Utah, we have some really dry regions, which can make things challenging for wildlife. On Saturday, June 3rd, we're having a service project where we're hoping to get some volunteers to come out and help us do good things for wildlife. That day we'll be installing guzzlers, particularly for chucker partridge. And if you don't know what guzzlers are, they're basically a big water tank that goes into the ground. It collects rainwater, and it gives access to wildlife so they can have extra water to drink during the especially dry times of the year. So we're hoping to install 3 or 4 of those tanks that day. It takes a team effort to get it done, but I think in the end, the benefits to wildlife are phenomenal. So we're really excited about it.
And as you mentioned, I mean, they're strategically placed, right? I mean, you guys do a lot of research before diving into something like this.
Yeah, this is an effort that's led by our habitat biologists. They've installed a lot of these in the past, and we put up trail cameras next to these guzzlers, and we've seen all kinds of wildlife that have benefited from these, big game like deer and antelope, small mammals like foxes and skunks and all kinds of things. And these particular guzzlers that we're talking about for June 3rd, and these are guzzlers that are going to benefit chuckers and upland game, which hunters love to enjoy. So if you're looking for a way to get involved with wildlife conservation and help out, this is a great way to do it. So on Saturday, June 3rd, we're going to meet at the BK's Stop and Shop gas station in Huntington at about 8 o'clock in the morning. And if people have any questions about the project, you know, about what's going on and how they can get involved, they can contact our impact analysis biologist for the DWR. Her name is Makita Hansen, and she can be reached at 435-630-0805. That's 435-630-0805.
Again, we're being joined right now by Morgan Jacobson of the Division of Wildlife Resources. Some of the other events that we've talked about here over the last month and a half, turkey hunt is still going on. We're actually right smack dab in the middle of it, right?
Yep, right in the middle of the general season turkey hunt. That wraps up at the end of the month, so there's still, you know, 2 weeks to go out and bag your turkey, and I think we've seen some good success so far this season with that.
How about fishing? Any updates on the fishing game here lately?
Yes, so just last week, so our aquatics biologists are in the middle of what we call spring gill netting surveys. They go out and they place several nets in a reservoir, and then we pull those nets to see, one, the species distribution, what types of fish are in that reservoir, what abundance they're in, what they're eating, things like that. And we just finished that last week for Huntington North Reservoir and found lots of really healthy fat wipers. And wipers are a cross between a striped bass and a white bass, and they're tons of fun to catch. And we were seeing a lot of those around the shorelines at Huntington North, where there's lots of crawdads and smaller fish that they're eating. So if you're wanting to go out and catch a big fish, I'd suggest Huntington North right now.
Morgan, it is always fun to get you in and get an update on what's happening here in the local area. Fun time, I know, of the year, especially for you, right? I mean, you've got to dig the month of May. It's got to be fun.
It's been fun and busy, but mostly fun, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're excited.
Well, I look forward to getting another update here in just a couple of weeks. Thank you again for taking the time to come on down to the station.
Thanks for letting me talk.
Absolutely. For more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.